Advanced Listening Test 2, Part 2, Tape Script 28, Ford's Greener Cars. The motor giant Ford is getting greener, it says. It's planning to invest around $1.8 billion in the UK to develop more environmentally friendly cars. But it does say car companies on their own cannot solve the problem of producing greener vehicles. Ford's site in Essex is Britain's largest automated research plant. £5 billion have been invested here over the last four decades. Now there will be hundreds of millions of pounds more over the next 5 years as engineers here search for new technologies that will emit fewer harmful gases and will be as cost-effective as existing engines. This bioethanol car is a great example of the dilemma facing the automotive industry. Its emissions are very similar to that of a normal petrol engine vehicle. However, the production of the fuel itself is very environmentally friendly. However, it is also very expensive to produce. And that's why the industry is asking for more help from other sectors of the economy. Ford, for instance, points to the lack of bioethanol filling stations in Britain. In Sweden, for instance, 80% of Ford's models run on that fuel, as it is subsidised by the government and widely available. Petrol has a huge infrastructure because it had 100 years to develop. It has got a massive inbuilt advantage. To get anything going that could rival that is going to need government assistance because there isn't any profit in it for anybody else to do it. So there will have to be some degree of subsidy, some degree of encouragement from the government. And I think there is plenty of tax on petrol, so there is plenty of money available. Motoring analysts say the holy grail, though, of hydrogen-powered engines that only emit water may be decades away still. And that means that advances in technology in the next few years may be more incremental if they find themselves moving into more mass production vehicles.